What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's bring in Andrew Lopez. By the way, Andrew Lopez covers the New Orleans Pelicans for ESPN in New Orleans. But he with us.
He with us.
Because Andrew's the only one who thought Sacramento would beat Golden State. So, Andrew, on behalf of all of us, welcome to the kingdom. We will try to get you access to the beam the next time you're in Sacramento.
I was going to say, do I get the beam? Like, is that part of this? Because I'll pick you every round until I can like your beam.
Well, if continue with the favorable coverage. We'll play some calls.
And keep being right
yes,
when it comes
please.
To the Kings. And
please.
Yes, we'll make that happen.
Please. Please. Especially, I don't know who I have a feeling you might not be picking the Sacramento Kings tomorrow night. But we're trying to dissect this matchup as best we can, Andrew, and it's difficult. We've got a five-game sample size in which the Pelicans have just beat the Kings up.
Yeah, it's and it's not a particularly close five-game sample. I think I was looking at them today. I think it's an average margin of victory. I think 19 points in those games, 230-point victories. It just has not been a great matchup for the Kings, which sometimes that just happens. I mean, you look at the Pelicans, the Lakers are just not a great matchup for them. There's other teams that just don't match up for some reason this year. It has worked out. And look, I remember the last few years, it was the opposite. The Pelicans couldn't do anything to stop De'Aaron Fox. I think if I remember correctly, going back to maybe 21 or 22, at one point, I think three or four of De'Aaron Fox's top five scoring games were against the Pels. I think those are Alvin Gentry-led teams, and now he's there. So maybe, I don't know, maybe that's why the switch happened. But it was one of those things that you're just like, man, when you have a team's number, and look, it's tough to beat a team 14 times in a year. It's obviously tough to sweep a team. It's tough to do it five. And I think everyone in New Orleans knows everything that happened in the five previous games is really out the window right now. I know one of those games did happen without Zion, but this is different. This is, you know, play-in playoff basketball. This is postseason basketball, whatever you want to call it. It's going to be different this time around, and they're going to have to bring their A game if they want to try to, you know, do it a sixth time.
Andrew, I want to go back just a little bit here and to your pick of the Kings beating the Warriors. I think it was 14-1. I think it was maybe 13-1. You being 14. The lone one. Yeah, that picked the Kings to win. What did you see there? Like, what made you think they were going to get that done?
One, in these situations, I typically like the home team. I feel like that's a big advantage in games like this. I've covered play-in games, obviously seen all the play-in games, and I've watched the home team lose. I've watched the home team win, but if I'm feeling like things are pretty close, I'm going to lean home team. And with Golden State, it's just, I mean, I obviously in the week prior to the play-in, I watched the Pels play against the Kings and the Warriors. Pels won both of those games, obviously, but I was like, I saw what I saw there, and I was like, I just don't know if they're going to get it fixed this quickly. And I think it's hard to bet against Steph in a situation like that. But I just lean to let me go with the home team here because it just felt so close. And the Golden State, I was still not convinced that they had completely figured it out. And, you know, if it felt like a toss up, which it did, in those cases, I'm going to go home team.
So Andrew, not trying to be funny here, but like, where are you leaning with this game tomorrow? Because there's so many different like fascinating circumstances involved. Obviously, you mentioned Zion Williamson. You know, Brandon Ingram does not look like Brandon Ingram at all. And then you have the fact that the Pelicans have beaten the Kings 5 times this year.
It is a very interesting set of circumstances right now. Obviously, the Zion factor. Zion played some of the best basketball I have ever seen him play in an NBA uniform in the last 2 weeks. I think his game against the Lakers and his game against the Suns, which was right, I think right before the King, or I think they went, they played him in Portland before they came to Sacramento. The Phoenix game and the LA game about a week apart were probably the two best games I've ever seen him play in an NBA uniform. It was just, you're like, oh man, like this is like, not, man, they can get 6. Like this is looking pretty good. And then they have the hiccup against the Lakers. They bring Brandon back. Now, Brandon's had the bone bruise in his left knee after hyperextension, which, to be quite honest, when you saw that injury happen, it looked a lot worse.
Yeah.
And the fact that he was able to come back within 4 weeks was huge. However, in covering Brandon over the years, Brandon doesn't typically come back strong in his first couple of games. Usually takes him 2 or 3 games to really get going. And I think we saw that in the first game against the Lakers on Sunday in the regular season finale. He played 23 minutes, 13 points, just didn't look the same. And probably for the first time in a long time, he was benched at the end of that play-in game. He was at 25 minutes. He had a little bit more on his clock, basically. He could have come back in, but he struggled a lot in that second half, had a couple of bad turnovers, a couple of bad shots, just didn't look like himself. Now they have, you know, Willie Green just told reporters in New Orleans that, you know, Ingram was in early yesterday, getting some extra shots up. He's trying to kind of work his way back so he can be that guy again. However, it's going to be a lot. And I think for both teams having the 2 days off after processing this, or for the Pels having 2 days off to process is good. For the Kings having 2 days to kind of try to, you know, get back and figure out how do you do this against a team who has handled you this year. I think it's good for both teams. I will say this, even on ESPN, I apologize to Kings fans because you will not see an official prediction from me on this game. I try not to predict games where I have to actually cover the series.
I like that. I like that.
I got you.
So I will not have an official one for this. However, it does feel like the situation is a little bit tougher for New Orleans this time around.
Andrew's got the Kings. Andrew's got the Kings. Tweet it.
Pressure is a little bit more on New Orleans right now because of, you know, if New Orleans loses this game, they are only going to be the second team in NBA history to win 49 games and not make the playoffs. Wow. The only other time that happened was when they were only 8 teams in the playoffs. Wow. So, and it's I think they're going to have the pressure. I'm very fascinated, and I honestly don't know which way this game goes, but I do feel better about Sacramento's chances. Obviously, you don't have Z that, but I feel better about Sacramento's chances than I would have if Z would have finished that game healthy.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get 3 seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I know. He's having the game of his life. Yeah,
he was balling.
God, I just feel terrible about that.
He was absolutely balling.
Game. I mean, in the best season he's had. I mean, yeah. He stayed healthy. They had a plan. Yeah. They had everything was going the right way. And he just turned it on in that fourth quarter. Like, they couldn't stop him. Mm. LeBron looked tired. Anthony Davis looked tired. Everyone that you talked to around the team after that game, they just were like, if he stays healthy, we're the seventh seed. We're going to Denver. Mm. I mean, that's how everybody felt around the team after that game.
It's such a fluky play. It's like a weird – oh, so weird.
It's tough, man. It's definitely tough. Andrew – I'm kind of fascinated by this Brandon Ingram situation, and because I'm a big fan of Brandon Ingram and his game and what he brings to the table. And I was at the Kings game while that game was ending, so I had it on the phone, couldn't hear anything, and I thought maybe he had reached a minutes restriction. I thought it was kind of odd. I was like, minutes restriction in a playing game, they're still going by it, but all right, I guess that's the case. And now you're saying, and we had Anthony Slater on as well, like, no, they just didn't go back to him. So do you think the issue with Brandon is performance, or does he not feel right physically, or a combination of both?
It's a combination of both. And we talked to Larry Nance after the game. Brandon was not available after the game. I think he was upset. I mean, look at him. I mean, you're getting paid this much money. You've been the guy. You've been the all-star. You know, one of the reasons you didn't sign an extension last summer was because you thought you might have had a chance to get All-NBA this year. So you could get that bump in the money in the contract. Everything was kind of trending for, you're the guy. Mm-hmm. And then in your second game back, I mean, when's the last time Brandon Ingram got benched? Mm-hmm. It's tough. And we talked to Larry Nance after the game, and he's like, look, I've come back from a bone bruise before. It sucks. It hurts. So Brandon has, I think, especially, like I said, traditionally, and I've seen Brandon come back from a few injuries now. Mm-hmm. Every time he's come back, he's slow. And he's slow to get back to Brandon Ingram. Some players are like that, some players are not, and they didn't exactly have a bunch of practice time where if, like, okay, say this injury happens in December. All right, well, he could probably get a couple of 5-on-5 practices in January before he's, all right, now I can come back. Now it's like, hey, man, it's playing. We need you. Like, if they would have handled business and got to 50 wins and got to 6, I think it would have been a case of, hey, we don't need you for that last regular season game. Let's get you some 5s this week and then be ready to go for the first round. And maybe he's not in that same boat, but he's playing himself back in. And I think there was just a couple of plays in that third quarter that just, you're like, man, Brandon's better than this. Mm-hmm. And there was a couple of turnovers. You're like, man, Brandon, come on, what does he see? And I think Willie saw that the group that was making the comeback with Zion on the floor, Trey Murphy, Larry Nance, Jose. Here's the other thing. CJ, I mean, he was benching CJ for the final stretch as well. This was not a all against, a Brandon thing. This was, hey, man, Brandon's not playing great. CJ's not playing great. The guys that got on the floor are playing great. We're running with them until the wheels fall off. Mm-hmm. And I think that took a lot from Willie Green, and it told him, it just so happened, all right, Brandon's out. Which one of you is going back in? CJ was shooting a little bit better. Get back in the game. So I think it's a combination of both things. I think it's a combo of, you know, he's still trying to work his way back in, which the fact that he was in early yesterday to get some work done, come back out, looked like he was having a great practice today. He was frustrated. Let's see how he responds tomorrow.
I think Willie should bench CJ to start the game. That's my personal opinion.
You know, just, so disgusted with everybody for losing that game. Just bench all the starters. Prove a point, Willie.
Yeah, put the G League squad out there. Really tremendous insight, Andrew. We appreciate you, man. Thanks for carving out a few minutes for us.
Got it. Thanks, guys.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get 3 seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no picking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.